Behind the Riff with Chris Jackson.
My guest, he's bigger than life. He's, well, the bass player for Kiss, but much more than that. Gene Simmons.
You're a powerful and attractive man, Uncle Chris.
Thank you, Gene. So where was that riff for Rock and Roll All Night born? Did that come together in a studio or in an apartment, somebody's house?
Wow, that's an interesting. I remember I may have been at my mother's house.
Cool.
So originally I wrote a song called Drive Me Wild. And I thought, you drive me wild, I'll drive you crazy as a line. And that became Rock and Roll All Night when Paul and I sat down. I said, hey, check this out. And he goes, hey, that's cool. How about this? And then Paul added the Rock and Roll All Night on top of that.
And you might have been on your mother's living room sofa.
Oh, I'm sure I was.
Wow.
There's always a guitar or bass or something in my hand, and I'm always noodling. And, of course, driving everybody nuts, because the last thing you want to hear is somebody noodling while you're trying to watch something on TV.
That is so cool, man. Gene Simmons of Kiss is my guest. Just told the story of him writing Rock and Roll All Night. Well, Gene, it's the holidays. I thought we could wrap up with maybe a message. You know, it's really important to me. It's affected my kids. A lot of people get bummed out over the holidays and, you know, the whole tragic story of suicide. What would you say to somebody who's really bummed out? You know, they see everybody else happy and it just makes it worse for them. They think it's the worst time of year.
It's not. It's the best time. Let me give you my perspective. It's always about perspective. My mother was 14 years of age when she was in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. Okay? I lived through Vietnam era. You talk about polarizing. People hated each other. You were on either side, and people actually used to fight in restaurants on the streets, and we had presidents that were impeached and people that were doing all kinds. So no matter how bad you think it is today, you got to think about important things. You're living in America, the greatest country that has ever existed. You're approaching the holiday season. Just remember you're in America. There are a lot of wonderful people. Your next-door neighbor cares about you. There's the Salvation Army to the neediest. There are lots of wonderful organizations that go out of their way. And to those people who are blessed to have a job and can feed their families, feed your family, do all that stuff, buy your gifts, but always remember, right there in your local hospital, the vets need your help. And those people without toys for their little kids because they can't afford it, they need your help. Go to the hospitals, visit people in need, make somebody's life a little bit better. And if we all did that, how much better of a world is this going to be? So, no. It's a great time to be in America. Anytime you're in America, it can always get better. And people do that. People make it better.
Well, and if you're listening and you're right on the edge thinking, I don't want to live anymore, I hope you consider what Gene Simmons just said. And I hope you don't
do anything today,
you know.
Don't do that. No matter how bad you think it is here, it's actually not. Try living in North Korea or Iran or some places in Africa.
Yeah.
No, this is the finest country. There's no better place. And tomorrow the sun is going to come up. Just trust me. It's all going to get better.
Gene Simmons. Thanks, Gene. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you. All the best to you. Bye.
Gene Simmons of Kiss, and he's got his box set out now. Massive, massive box set. GeneSimmonsVault.com if you want that, because it's not just a simple delivery. The thing's massive. And Gene ends up calling you, and you meet Gene. GeneSimmonsVault.com. If you got an idea for a riff that we should go behind, you can hit me up on the KFOX Facebook page or Chris Jackson at SFLocalmedia.com. And maybe next time it'll be because of your suggestion when we go behind the riff.